Hey guys, just Vin today. I wanted to talk about a new movie called The Count of Monte Cristo. It's a new adaptation of the famous book from France. It's not in the US yet. It's only in Europe right now. And I was really, really excited for this movie. It's the first adaptation of Monte Cristo since 2002, but I really, really enjoyed it. If you don't know, Monte Cristo is basically like the archetype superhero, kind of the masked Avenger. His story is basically that he's an innocent guy and he gets sent to jail for a crime he didn't commit, and then he comes back and he gets revenge. It's a pretty classic story. You've probably seen it in a lot of different literature, movies and books and things. Even Andor, in a way, is kind of following the storyline. It's a very, very classic tale. I mean, you can see the DNA of Batman in this, or Zorro. So this new movie is really, really well done, actually. The sets are fantastic. The costumes are gorgeous. The acting is so well done. The emotions, the story, the themes, the duplicity of it all. There's disguises. There's so many great things in this movie. And, oh, the cinematography is fantastic. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. So gorgeous to look at. I think that's one of the best improvements over the 2002 movie is this one is so well made. Everything looks so good. The costumes are, the count looks fantastic. The landscapes, the world, it feels so real and so beautiful. And I think that's something the 2002 movie kind of missed because it was a little bit m more cartoony in a way. My favorite detail actually was the score. Jerome Robitaille, I'm not sure how to say it, but his score is just fantastic. I can still hear the main theme in my head, and it's so well done. You don't even need subtitles to watch this because of the power of the visuals and the power of his music. Oh, it's a great, great movie. It's 3 hours, and it does feel a little bit long at times, but honestly, it's because of the weight of the book and the weight of the story. They don't adapt the book perfectly. I think they do a better job than the 2002 movie did. In 2002, the Hollywood movie, it had Guy Pearce, Richard Harris. It's a pretty good movie, but they cut out like half the book in order to kind of Hollywoodize it. They made it a little bit more cartoony, maybe, because they were inspired by the Antonio Banderas Zorro movie, so they tried to Zorro it up. Though ironically, Zorro was based on Monte Cristo. Anyway, this new movie tries to be more grounded and it tries to be more serious. I do think they could have exaggerated some of the drama a little bit more, made it a little more dramatic, maybe build it up and pay it off a little bit. But in these 3 hours, they really try to fit as much as they can. And they do change some things. But overall, I think it's a really, really good adaptation. And I think it's remarkable that we haven't had Monte Cristo for 22 years, but I think this is maybe an adaptation worth, kind of worth the wait, and it's really worth checking out. So when it comes to the US, or if it comes to a theater near you, give it a look. I was really, really, really surprised by how great this was. I do think the 3 hours is maybe it's long for one movie, and it feels like it's still. It could have used a little bit more time to maybe build up some of the drama and satisfyingly pay off some of the storylines. So it could have been better, in my opinion, maybe if they had stretched this out. Could have been two movies, or maybe a television miniseries, I think, could have done justice to the book. And that way they could have spent a little bit more time with each of the sections, because it goes. Even though it's 3 hours, it's paced really quickly to try to get through everything. I think this movie is really remarkable too, because in our current world, we live in an era that's inspired by Monte Cristo because of it's been such a major inspiration on so many masked vigilante stories, at seeking revenge stories and things like that. And I think now a lot of those superhero movies and superhero stories are kind of become cheap cash grabs sometimes, and I think it's kind of lost the intense drama that comes from like Zorro and Batman, even Daredevil. These are some of the greats, Not everything is up to that level. And so I think it's great that this Monte Cristo movie reminds us who the original is, and it takes us back to these original, just a guy fighting for justice, wearing a mask. And it's an archetype. And so if you're interested in kind of superhero movies or the history of the genre, or the history of how these stories have evolved, the history of this archetype, check it out. I would also recommend watch that 2002 movie also, especially if you haven't read the book, so at least you have some point of reference to compare it to, because I really think there's strengths in both. I think it's just a very, very classic story. The same filmmakers who made Monte Cristo, they also did a two-part Three Musketeers movie last year, and it seems like it's the same DNA, where it's a kind of like historical superhero movie in a way. You know, there's no superpowers, but it's the same. You know, Batman doesn't have superpowers. It's kind of like that, like fighting for justice and vengeance and pulp superhero stuff, but in this grounded historical fiction world with great music and great set design, great costumes, great acting. So if you're interested, you can go watch the Three Musketeers movie while you wait for Monte Cristo to come to a theater near you. These are really great movies coming out of France right now. So give it a look and let me know what you think. Bye.